Ryan Dempster.
There's
a 1-1 to
Freeman. Oh, he caught it right into the palm of Dempster's glove.
Ooh,
that is a little smile there from Dempster.
What would Harry say right now about this win?
Well, I gotta tell you, there's a lot of champagne in here. I haven't seen this much champagne since my wedding. We had a party just like this. It was phenomenal. Go, go!
That was outstanding.
This Steve Cochran Show for this Thursday morning, 8:40. Dave Ennett, Andre Darlis in for Steve, who is on a secret mission this morning, and he'll be back tomorrow.
Secret mission called golf.
Possibly. And every week at this time, we're joined by former Cub and Andrea's former neighbor, Ryan Dempster. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you're a pitcher, and you walk out onto the mound, and you haven't thrown a pitch yet, and you're up 6-0. A dream scenario, right?
Oh, are you kidding me? Anytime I always said, give me that bat in the first inning, I like our chances of winning that day.
Oh, so you were... Well, if it got... I mean, you send 10 men to the plate, as the Cubs did Tuesday night. Yeah, it puts you in pretty good shape, right?
Yeah, it really does. And then you do it again the next day. I'll tell you what, that, you know, kind of answered the questions of, you know, the offense, people, everybody, oh, the offense isn't scoring runs, but that happens during the season. You're going to go through ups and downs and dips and peaks and valleys, and to see them go, you know, go in there, lose a tough game in game one and bounce back and kind of whoop up on them. I know yesterday turned into a closer game than it really was, but just a great way to end, you know, an okay road trip.
Yeah, I mean, but they didn't get their 6 runs in one inning yesterday until the second inning. I mean, they were, you know, yeah. Arrieta, he has to be kind of annoyed by that.
Absolutely. Wait, come on, guys. What, you score? You waste them all yesterday?
Yeah. What's up with that?
That always goes through your mind. When you're pitching and your team's scoring a boatload of runs and you're blowing a team out, you're like, whoa, 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 hold on here. Save those, a little bit of those for me tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ryan, how do you put into perspective what Arrieta has done? I mean, it's gotten to a point. I mean, it's beyond historic. It's something that I've never seen before, for a pitcher to have this kind of a streak, to just never lose. And granted, it took 9 runs for him to get the win yesterday, but this is a team capable of doing that. But how do you put into perspective what this streak means, what he's been able to do here, basically going a year without losing?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's hard to put it in perspective because I personally never seen anything like it, not even from afar. Like, I remember when Randy Johnson, the big unit, got traded to the Houston Astros from the Seattle Mariners back to the trading deadline one time. And I think he went like, you know, 11-1 and then dominated in the postseason. He was punching out 15 a game. And that was a legendary Hall of Fame pitcher who did it for half of a season. Jake has continuously done this start in, start out. It's really, really incredible. And then to think, like, for a team to win 23 consecutive starts years, like, there's plenty of games where you could, and the last time they lost was because he got no hit. Like,
right.
It's really amazing. It is. To set that tone, to what it does for a team in a locker room, to know that every day you start to feel invincible. And you not without just thinking you can throw your gloves and your hat, your shoe on the field, and you're going to win the game. You got to go out, you got to play. But it starts to give you this feeling of invincibility on that fifth day where we're winning today. It's just going to happen. Jake's pitching, we win when Jake pitches. And the thing that impresses me most about him through all of this is he never wavers from the process, which is getting the results. He's going to be the guy that's getting his workout in today, doing everything he needs to prepare for his next start, regardless of how well he's pitched over these past, you know, year and a half, almost 2 years now.
Ryan, you know what? I absolutely love hearing the sports reports saying that Jake Arrieta was irritated because he allowed 4 runs for the first time in 30 starts. That's a good problem to have. It really is.
Yeah, no, it is. I, you know, there's been times in my career where I had those bursts. Nothing remotely close to what Jake's doing, but where you get in such a zone of consistently going out there, going 7-8 innings and giving up 1 or 2 runs, sometimes no runs, and all of a sudden you give up 4 runs, and and you feel like you said yesterday, and you put in different words, but you feel like you did a crappy job.
Ryan, we look at the number. We look at the numbers, 9-0. The team has won 23 starts in a row, 25-1 in his last 30. But I think the craziest thing, Arrieta has said this, his manager Joe Maddon has said this, he can be better. Are you buying that? Can he possibly be better than he already is right now?
Yeah, I do believe it. I believe that, you know, Jake's stuff, when you talk about stuff that's velocity, that's life on your fastball, that's crispness on your breaking ball, that's what stuff is. It's not just throwing hard. I've faced guys that have thrown 100 miles an hour, and I can actually get the bat on the ball because they don't have electric stuff. But he's been getting by on stuff. If you look at some of his starts, maybe in the past 10 especially, location hasn't been where he's wanted. Command hasn't been. And now you add the command to that stuff, you're talking about going out there and just mowing, dominating over lineups. And I think there is more in that treasure chest of great things he has in that arm.
Ryan Dempster's with us, talking about the Cubs a little bit. Let's flip to the south side real quickly, because Jake Arrieta and Chris Sale have been the two best pitchers in baseball. I don't think there's any question about that. Sale was 9-0, finally has a bad game the other night, and loses. It's going to happen, right? I mean, you don't all of a sudden get too panicked after a game like that.
Yeah, I don't think it has never not happened. I think that every starting pitcher has lost a game over the course of the season. I don't know anybody that's been 33-0. So, the reality of Jake winning every game is in there. You're going to lose some games. You're going to have times where you make good pitches out there and guys get hit. They're big league hitters. That's what sometimes what happens is when people start to dominate a sport so much, we start to forget that the other people that they're competing against are big league ball players. They're professional athletes as well. They get paid very well to do their job. And I think every once in a while, even if you execute your pitches and you locate, you do things, you're going to have failures. It's just the nature of the beast in baseball. As a pitcher, you succeed, 80% of the time, you're a Hall of Fame pitcher by getting guys out, and that still leaves a 20% chance that you might lose. And so I think it's just inevitable it happened, and I see him just getting right back on the horse and getting on the winning train again.
I wish Twitter was around when you were pitching, Demps, because I think you would be hilarious. Addison Russell put up a tweet yesterday. I think that was the best Cubs win yet, picking each other up. How cool is that? And it's May 25th when he tweets that. We have so much more baseball this season. But how cool is that, that he's saying that's the best game ever? This team really picks each other up. What great camaraderie they have.
They do. They really care about each other. They're there to, like he said, pick each other up. When not always relying on one person to do the job. Whether that's somebody else moving a runner over, somebody getting somebody in, a bullpen guy coming in with the bases loaded and getting out of it. Those kind of situations are what makes a really good team. And to have that feeling for one another, that compassion for one another, to want to be able to help your teammate in a situation where he might be struggling, make a play defensively. You look in that game yesterday, to me, one of the biggest plays was Tommy La Stella. That bases loaded, the backhand play, turns and rifles a strike to second base, gets Jake out of it. Those moments, you can talk about the three-run homer by Bryant, but those moments right there change a ball game. And this team's got it. When they talk about it, it's the it factor. It's, what brings it together, and these guys have it. And they really, really do. And Addison Russell's right. A moment like that, those are the kind of victories that could easily get away from you, and you walk away with that road trip with your heads down. Instead, you come home with your heads held high, getting ready for the Phillies coming in.
And isn't it great to be having this conversation? Memorial Day is the first checkpoint. That's the quarter pole, basically, of the season. And we're talking about the team with the best record in baseball and still a couple of first-place teams in town. Phillies coming. I'll tell you, I'm worried about the Phillies. I get last team to beat Jake Arrieta, but I mean, this team has overachieved. They've been tough to beat this year. So they better not be looking too far ahead to the Dodgers coming in after them.
No, absolutely. I think that's the key to baseball. Always just take that game that day. Don't focus on the series. Don't focus on the next team coming in. Don't focus on the games you just played. You got to just focus on the Philadelphia Phillies on Friday afternoon. That game, they are, like you said, they're overachieving because they're young. but they're young and they're talented, and you have to respect that. Exploit it. You know, that's the one thing. We do have a veteran team. We have a young team, but we have veteran guys on the team who know how to pitch to younger lineups, who know how to kind of go after those younger lineups, and I think that you're going to see that. These guys will be ready for that. There won't be a letdown. I think guys are disappointed. The road trip didn't go as well as they wanted. They're happy how it ended, and they're going to build off that.
Demps, thanks. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely, guys. You too.
All right. See you, Demps.